Let's talk about the fifth Clare House Cup. A record number of young football players will play a tournament in memory of a young boy from the Wirral, Elliot Wild, who lost his battle with cancer. We are privileged to have his mum, Jackie Wild, in the studio this morning. Very good morning to you, Jackie.
Morning.
Thank you for
morning.
Joining me.
You're very welcome.
Tell us a little bit about the story of Elliot. And what sort of a young boy was he?
Well, he was a mad, fanatical Liverpool fan. But he was fortunate to play as part of Everton's development centre. So he was a bit of a torn. He was a Liverpool fan, but he played for Everton as well. And there was one funny story. One day he was playing for Everton and they told him he had to go and put a kit on. He was crying. I said, what's the matter? He said, there's no way I'm putting an Everton kit on. I said, but you've got to. You're playing for Everton. And he said, I'm not putting it on. So what we did was we put his Liverpool kit on. So his crest was by his heart. And then we put the Everton kit on over it. And that was the only way of getting him onto the pitch. But he was a mad football fan.
Bless him. He was obsessed with footy.
Yeah, he was obsessed like you wouldn't believe. And then, unfortunately, he was diagnosed with leukemia.
At what age? Seven years old.
7 years old.
So that turned your world upside down at the time.
Oh, it was just the most devastating thing ever. And we battled on for 2 years, kept relapsing. And then we needed a bone marrow transplant. Unfortunately, we didn't get a match. And we had nowhere to turn. And unfortunately, and you say fortunately, but Clare House was there for us in our final hours caring for Elliot.
When you first get the diagnosis for Elliot, do you understand what you need to do? You know, he's 7 years old. Do you understand how bad the situation is?
You just couldn't believe it. It was just absolutely devastating, Alderhay, to hear that your child, who was playing football 5 times a week, playing for 2 clubs, playing for Everton, it was just unbelievable. And he just got so poorly so quickly.
Mm. How much of a hero was he as he was battling his condition?
He was. He watched every Liverpool match. He tried to go to every Liverpool game. He just watched Liverpool constantly. Even the legends, because he was off school sometimes. He'd even watch legends matches. You know, he just watched everything.
And he got to meet some of his heroes
as well, didn't he?
He did. So tell us about that, because he went on LFC TV at one point. And who did he meet up with?
He met Pepe Reina. Brad Jones was a very, very good to us at the time. He met Kenny Dalglish, Andy Carroll. He met everybody. He loved Pepe Reina because he made him laugh. He just loved every Liverpool player.
What did it mean to him to meet some of those? And what did it mean to you as parents to see the smile on his face?
Well, you'd forget about that he was sick. He'd just meet them Liverpool players and he would forget that he was sick. All of a sudden his face would light up. He'd have his little programme to get the signatures. He'd have a shirt. He got everything signed. Balls, shirts, all his programmes. He just loved everything football.
We hear different stories of families looking for bone marrow matches, you know, people out there. Obviously, in your case, you couldn't find the answer. But I presume you're massive advocates, aren't you, of, you know, people signing up to the bone marrow register?
It's so important and it's so easy. And people just don't realise how easy it is to sign up to. I used to be coming home from Alderhay and I'd be at the traffic lights and I'd look over and think, you could be a match for my little boy. You could. Just something so simple. You know, so you must contact Anthony Nolan if you feel you know, that's suitable and something that you want to do.
And we do hear stories where that there is the happy ending, the positive ending as well.
There
and
is.
You know, that's so brilliant that people have actually signed up. And you know, because the matches, I don't know what the odds are, but they are
very, very, can be very slim, but they also can be very good. You know, that'd be absolutely fantastic. There was my husband's work. 5 of them have donated since they got tested for Elliot, and they weren't a match for Elliot. However, they've gone on to donate and possibly save somebody's life.
So much positivity out of Elliot's life as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's lovely to see you here today and to talk about him, to talk about the Clare House Cup. Just tell me, first of all, before we get to the football tournament, Clare House themselves, the work they do and how they helped you as a family.
They did. We spent our final hours with Elliot. You know, they offer respite care, fantastic care for children with life-limiting illnesses. And like us, you know, we needed a short time of palliative care and hospice to home. They came into our home, looked after Elliot, and 5 years on, still look after us. I go for some bereavement care there. My little boy, Finley, who's 10, who's 100 miles an hour, he goes on sibling events. He stays overnight with them. He goes to the National History Museum for a sleepover with the dinosaurs, or with Clare House, and he's with other children that are bereaved. So all of a sudden, he's not any different. And they still support us 5 years on. It's just a wonderful place that has limited funding. And we couldn't believe when we were there to find out that it was limited funding. So, you know, we're so eager to give back, because it's such an important place, that somewhere we took life for granted and we never thought we'd need a children's hospice.
Almost part of your family now, almost an extended part of your family.
It is.
I think you're absolutely right talking about the funding. And we tend to take this for granted in many ways. People say Clare House and you say, yeah they do brilliant work. But you don't understand how much money they need to actually continue their level of support at such a high level, and they have to work hard to get this funding.
Absolutely, they need millions of pounds each year just to open the doors. And what would, imagine if they'd have said, oh no, we haven't got enough funding for you and for Elliot. How would we have coped? I don't think we would have coped. It was just so wonderful, the care that we got those final hours with Elliot. We weren't a nurse and a doctor all of a sudden giving him medicines. All of a sudden we were mum and dad, and that was so important.
What would Elliot think about the Clare House Cup?
Would
there be a big smile across his face?
He would be first on the field on Saturday with his kit all ready, with his ball under his arm, ready to play.
Right, tell us about it. How does it work, this?
Right, JM Education, they help put on the event with us. We have some fantastic sponsors of Bagnall & Morris, Nest & Villain Suppliers. They're our trophy sponsor. And we've got 156 teams taking part this year.
156?
Yeah, which is...
All on one day?
2 days.
Right, OK.
And that's 1,500 children over 2 days. We've created a monster here. But what a fantastic monster. And we've also got 50 teams on the waiting list, which is a fundraiser, you know, who's so passionate about Clare House. It sort of kills me to sort of say, no, we can't fit you in. So, you know, but that's a great advocate to our football tournament.
Are all these teams sort of school teams, or are they local teams?
No,
or
local teams from all over the northwest, from Wales, from Liverpool. And they're all excited, and you're in the car park on Saturday morning. They're all, you know, forget the Euros this week. The Clare House Cup is the most important event this weekend.
So 1,500 children.
Yeah.
And it all gets whittled down to the Sunday, where presumably, does it come to a grand sort of quarter-final, semi-final, or how does it work itself out?
No, we have evens on Saturday.
Right.
I don't know if I've got that right. We've got under sixes to under 13s, and each day is different.
Ah, gotcha.
And then we play 8 matches throughout the day, and you're going up to a cup. Guaranteed 8 matches, and we're competing for trophies until the last game.
So you can win it on the day, win it on the Saturday
and
the Sunday, different sort of age groups. And of course, the important thing here is to have a great time for the kids, of which Elliot would have absolutely loved it.
He would be there.
His brother will be there.
Finley.
Is he playing?
Finley's playing under 10s on Saturday.
Is he?
Yeah, he's there with all his teammates, and he's so proud.
Do you talk to him a little bit about Elliot as well?
We talk about Elliot every day.
Right, okay.
So
when he's playing his footy and being involved in this tournament as well.
Yeah, he plays on Saturday with all his teammates, and he'll be there. And he will start. We have a round of applause to start the game, to start each day for the footballers that are no longer with us.
Right, just tell us in terms of money raised and how people can get involved. So last year you raised £30,000, absolutely brilliant. That beat the year before. That doubled the year before, which was £15,000. So obviously you'd love to go even higher this year.
Oh, we would. We've raised £182,000 to date in the 5 years for Clare
Amazing.
House. So it's, you know, it's a fantastic legacy for Elliot. So please, you know, just...
People come down there, they can just throw a pound in the bucket type
Absolutely.
Thing or, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, really important
And they
stuff.
Can also just phone Clare House and make a donation in memory of Elliot as well.
Okay, this is at Wirral Rugby Club.
It is.
Loads of parking, things for people to do if they come down and,
yeah,
and watch.
Yeah, they park at Clatterbridge Car Park, and you can park and ride over to the Wirral Rugby Club.
Sounds absolutely, you're going to have a busy weekend, aren't
we
you?
Are.
Brilliant to see you, Jackie. Jackie Wilde. The trophy, a couple of trophies, have they got Elliot's name on? Or is there something sort
of... We have the Clare House Cup.
Right.
That's the major trophy that you can win.
Okay.
That's the ultimate trophy. Then we have the Elliot Wilde Cup. Then we have the Clare House Shield and then the Clare House Plate.
Very best of luck with it. We'll catch up next week. Just find out how it's all gone.
Okay.
But raising some brilliant money for Clare House. And thank you for joining me this
morning.
Thanks,
Steve. Thanks for having me.
That's Jackie Wilde.